Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
My name is Peggy Regal. I had called on the 15th. I did not order anything, and y'all have already charged my credit card, not once but twice, and I did not order any of those things at all. And I was told on the 15th that it would be returned, and I went in just to look, and it still shows it's active. So I need to cancel all this and get my money back because I did not order it in the first place.
All right. I'm happy to see what I can pull up for you. What is your
Thank
name
you.
And your zip code?
It's Peggy Regal, P-E-G-G-I-E-R-A-G-L-E, and my zip code is 44827.
Okay, I appreciate your patience, and I think I found some matching information for you here just to be certain. Can I ask where the street address is used?
Yes, it's 763 County Line Road.
All right, I appreciate you sharing this. Let me get this loaded so I can see the details. So, yes, ma'am, if Peggy is brought up, I do see a canceled account. I see where you have spoken with the representative regarding the Bites Hub being billed from the sweepstakes entry completed on the Dyson vacuum. I see you did speak with her on the 15th and that she had canceled the account. And by all means, I see that she had notated a full refund to be provided for that $59.89. But you are correct. I'm sorry, I don't see it had been put through, or I don't know if there was any type of error, but if you'll allow me.
I did not order either of those, and both of those have been already taken out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. If you'll allow me just a quick second, I'll put through the refund she had promised, and I'll provide a confirmation number to keep in your records on that. We have to advise at the most 3 to 5 business days for the funds to return.
Okay.
But I do see it was fully canceled, so you definitely won't have to worry about any.
So,
you know.
Okay. What about the Dyson? I didn't order that either. I didn't order that. And that Bites thing, whatever that is, I didn't order that either.
Right. Okay. So this does seem to be tied to an online customer support survey filled out back on February 10th, and after completing the online survey, I do see it was a sweepstakes offer presented for the Dyson vacuum, and you're saying you didn't do this?
No, it was supposed to be $4.99, and they kept wanting me to order of it, and I said no, I just got out of it, and I never did any of that, and next thing I knew, they charged my credit card that $54.99, or I think that's what it was. It's on my phone and I'm on it, so it's hard to look it up. But yeah, that was charged to my account, and it was supposed to be $4.99, but I didn't finish it because they kept wanting me to order more stuff and more stuff, and I thought, no, I'm not doing any of this, so I just got out of it, and they charged my credit card anyway.
Gotcha. Well, I have submitted the credit for you, and I have that confirmation number to keep when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. That number is going to be 7054-051279.
Okay. Can I repeat that back to you?
Sure.
7054-051279.
That is right.
Okay. Now, what is this the refund for?
So that billing was towards, through the sweepstakes entry completed, there were some terms to explain the monthly drawing for the Dyson. the qualified enrollments are pulled from the Bytes Hub. That's the build portion. That Bytes Hub is like a mobile food app, like for download. It would have been sent to the email of Peggy Sue Regal at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. That's my email. But what is the refund for the Dyson?
No. That billing is towards, that charge isn't for the Dyson, but it's for the
But I've already been charged for the Dyson is what I'm saying.
No, ma'am. You haven't.
Yes, it's already been taken out of my credit card. Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am. This billing is not towards the Dyson.
Well, I got that and for this Bytes Club thing, I got charged both of those, and I didn't order either of those. And I don't understand how to get rid of that. I don't know. I didn't get the vacuum cleaner, and I didn't get my money back.
I've just submitted the refund, and no, you wouldn't have gotten a vacuum, ma'am, because, again, this billing isn't towards the vacuum. It is towards a mobile app, which provides you the qualifying enrollment into the contest that's done every month. It's a chance to enter and win the Dyson.
No, I didn't do that. No, that's what I'm saying. I did not order that.
I understand, but this is coming from the offer you said you had been viewing, ma'am. The only way for this to have been submitted is for you to put in your payment information. You said it was about $4.
It was $4.99. And then when it kept telling me I had to order this and this and this to get it. And I said, no, I don't want it. And I'm just back completely out of it. So I need to talk to somebody to get that refunded because I don't know what that is, but I don't want it.
Again, it was towards the meal planning application. Yes, this is what we're discussing. The billings are for the mobile app.
So I was billed two times, one for the Dyson and one for the Bytes thing.
Oh, ma'am. I said you haven't been billed for a Dyson. No, you've been billed for the Bytes Hub. You have not.
Hold on a minute, and I'll tell you exactly when it went through.
And the amount, please, yes.
Okay, hold on just 1 second, and I'll tell you. It was the $59.89 on March the 12th at 2:21 a.m. And then it was $49.89 on February 10th at 11:09 a.m.
So what I am trying to explain for you, since this app bills monthly, is that both the $49.89 and the $59.89 billed were towards the mobile food app.
But I didn't even order anything to do with the mobile food.
This is all leading back to the sweepstakes enrollment for the Dyson, ma'am. Let me take a look at the prior month's charge to see what we can do to provide assistance. But what I am trying to explain is you had not been billed for the Dyson.
But I have. They've already taken it out of my credit card account.
Okay. One moment. Let me check on one thing for you.
Thank you.
All right. So as a one-time courtesy on the prior month charge, the one that had hit back in February, we would at this time be able to submit a 25% refund on that one as well.
What did I get for my money? Ma'am,
the food app was sent over to your email provided for the order.
But I didn't order anything. That's the thing I'm trying to tell you. I never got anything and I never ordered anything, but it came out of my credit card. I'm on Social Security. I can't even afford this. That's what I'm saying. I can't do this.
As a one-time courtesy, ma'am, we would be able to meet you as a courtesy halfway on February's, with the full refund being provided here in March.
You're going to give me a full refund? Is that what you're saying?
I said for the full refund here in March, I'm meeting you halfway for February. It's 50% on February.
Oh, God. Let me talk to your boss, please.
We all followed the same protocol, ma'am. I've explained exactly where this is coming from. You said you didn't submit the order, but there's absolutely no way upon just viewing the order we would have been able to gather your full information. So you submitted the order by the sweepstakes from the Dyson vacuum, and this is what it led to. I'm sorry for any confusion or if the terms weren't made more clear, but due to that, the charges are valid. As a courtesy,
there was absolutely nothing in that I looked at said anything about it. I need to talk to your supervisor, please.
And we all follow the same protocol, ma'am. We would be able
to
refund.
Okay, I still
want to
talk to your supervisor, please. I was told the last time on the 15th, she says, okay, we'll give you a full refund, and I have not gotten anything back. It still shows that it came out of my credit card, and I am definitely not paying for any more because I haven't ever gotten anything. I never ordered any food. No food has ever come to me, so I don't have anything to show for my money.
It's not food, and I understand that. The account was canceled by the last representative, and when you called to check on the refund today, I did explain, either by error or by mistake, that it had not went through, so I submitted that for you. Let me reach out for you and see if there's anything further we would be able to do for February.
Please do, because I'll cancel whatever it is. I don't want any of that stuff. I want my money back, and y'all keep everything. I don't want it.
It was canceled on March 15th already.
Okay, so there's no way no one's going to take another $100 out of my account then, right?
Not on the service, no, ma'am.
Okay, so what did I get for my money, for the $49.89 and the other one? What did I get for that?
I have explained, ma'am. It's a mobile food app that was sent to your email. It's not a food delivery service. It's not for the Dyson. It's an app.
You have to buy the app is what you're saying?
It was automatically sent to your email when you signed up. It's for download. It's supposed to share recipe guides that'll cut out sugar and carb cravings, among many other features.
Oh, my God. No way. I can't do all of that. That's what I'm saying. I never did that. Nothing. I put in my information, and then for the $4.99 for the Dyson, and then they kept wanting me to order this and order this and order this, and I thought, no, I'm just backing out, and I backed completely out of everything, and then it took it out of my credit card. So I really need that money back. I don't have an extra $100. That's my grocery money, and I can't buy groceries if I'm paying for this app that I'm getting absolutely nothing for. I'm 71 years old. There is no way I'm doing that. I can't afford that.
Okay. I've reached out to my floor supervisor. They did advise as a one-time courtesy. We can also submit a full refund for February. If you'll allow me just a brief moment longer, I'm getting this submitted. All refunds take 3 to 5 business days. Once I'm done, I'll provide a confirmation number.
Thank you
for your patience. Appreciate your patience. Your confirmation number for this is going to be 6970.
6907-64. Okay, now please tell me, I'm sorry that I just don't understand all this. This confirmation number is for the refund of what? Of how much money?
You can use that confirmation number in reference to both refunds I've provided today. One is in the amount of $49.89. The other is in the amount of $59.89. Both will settle within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry I got upset, but I just don't have the money for this. I will never, ever look at anything else on my phone again. And thank you so much for being helpful.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else while I have you on the line?
No, ma'am. I think you have been wonderful. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.